Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We do the show for you to educate you, to give you information. You know, information is empowering. We're going to give you the information and teach you about different injury subjects. We've been talking about trucking accidents for quite a while, and this is going to be another sequel in the trucking accident series. You know, actually, we're not going to do it, but we could go on about a year or more about trucking accidents. You know, they're specialized. You know, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations apply. There are thousands of rules and regulations. If you are in a crash or you know somebody's in a crash with a truck, it's usually very devastating. You've got to find the insurance. You've got to investigate the trucking company. You've got to investigate the driver. And we've covered parts of this in the past few weeks. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And you know, as always, anytime, anywhere, our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. It's got videos on there about trucking accidents, got information, or you can just give us a call and we can answer your questions. And by the way, you know, when you come into our law firm, you get not only a free initial consultation, but you also get a free legal game plan. What's a game plan? It's a legal game plan designed and tailored to you, your needs, your circumstances, your accident. You know, if you're in a trucking case, you get a legal game plan involving a trucking accident. If you're in a texting accident, different game plan. If you're in a DUI accident with a drunk driver hitting you, different game plan. If it's a speeding or violation of some rule or regulation of the road, different game plan. Depending on your injuries, different game plan. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we've developed over the years with our experience a legal game plan. Let us put our experience to work for you. Okay, trucking companies, trucking accidents. They're devastating, they're serious, and when one happens, I want to tell you something. The defense, the insurance companies, they have their own teams on call, and they get their teams out to the site of the accident, and they're going to look for a way to blame you. They're going to look for a way to blame the driver. And you say, surely that doesn't happen, but it does happen. Even in the worst accidents, the Tracy Morgan accident with Walmart, you know, fatigued. I think he drove 28 hours straight without sleep. So fatigue's a big issue. So you've got to have attorneys that know how to investigate the company and the driver. And so, Brad, let's cover a broad overview of, how this Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Administration and Safety Administration works with regard to the companies, because you got to know this if you're going to go after a trucking company.
Well, sure. You're going to want to know how they rate in their safety assurance program. And that what's going to happen when they've been rated. You want to know what their compliance review means and what the compliance review on site has turned up. What they identify as preventable accidents to begin with. And the question is, does history show preventable accidents that have occurred from that particular company? And how's that going to affect their safety rating? Because all these companies, all these trucking industry companies have certain safety audits that are conducted. And when the safety audits are conducted, they find out whether or not there's been compliance and on the compliance review with the particular requirements of the safety plan, the safety program. If they haven't met those requirements, then they're going to get an unfavorable rating. This is probably something that your attorney wants to find with respect to a company if you have a significant accident at all, if somebody's been hurt. And about 80% of the time when you have a truck accident, when you're talking about these big rigs hitting a small car, you've got a significant accident because you've got people who are really hurt.
You really do. And the overall picture, I mean, so why do we care? Why does anybody care about this? I mean, if you're involved in one of these accidents with a truck, what difference does it make? It makes a huge, huge difference. If you're dealing with a company that's got a very poor or low safety rating ascribed to them by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, and they haven't corrected it, and it was a preventable accident, end quote, we're going to talk about that in a minute, then you've got to know this stuff. And I want to tell you, the overview of these rules deal with establishing procedures to determine the safety fitness of motor carriers. Okay, the safety fitness of motor carriers, all right, to assign safety ratings. There's all this power in these rules and regulations for the administration to assign safety ratings and to direct motor carriers to take remedial action. You want to know that stuff. You want to know if there's been 10 violations in the past 2 years, 100 violations in the past 9 years. You want to know that. And the administration has the power to prohibit motor carriers from receiving continuing operation if they haven't corrected or a safety violation or safety violations, plural, and they have the power to shut them down. There's all kinds of notice requirements, but you need to know these. Okay, let's talk about a preventable accident for a second, because that's a term of art under the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations. A preventable accident basically means one that could have been averted but for an act or failure to act. They didn't do something they should have done by the motor carrier driver or the driver. So, Brad, it's important to investigate the driver. It's important to investigate the motor carrier, but it's important to know their safety ratings.
Well, and what's important is you got to remember it's not very often you see this when you start talking about preventable accidents in normal life, but the commercial vehicles have a different life, and that's why you need, when you step inside a case that involves an accident with a commercial vehicle, you need to pay attention. Because remember, Gary, you said it's an accident that could have been averted but for the act or failure to act, and it can be by the motor carrier or the driver.
Right.
So, you know, the first thing is everybody always looks and says, let's examine the driver. Well, that's fine. But now you start saying, could this accident have been averted by the motor carrier? And when you start talking about that, you start talking about, okay, should the driver have been on the road? Should the vehicle have been on the road? Should the circumstances under which the vehicle was being operated have occurred? And could any of those been controlled by the motor carrier? And the first thing you start saying is, okay, let's take a look at the safety permit program. Let's take a look at the safety reviews that have been given to this motor carrier to see if the motor carrier is operating within the requirements of the safety plan. An example is you brought up the Tracy Morgan, and you said we've all heard now many times that that accident was a result of a driver who hadn't slept for quite a while. Had been working too long. One of the first elements that's reviewed in the safety permit plan is to see if they're in the compliance review part of it. Compliance review, that's on-site examination of the motor carrier operations. One of the first things that's supposed to be reviewed is the driver's hours of service. All right, so you start saying, could the motor carrier have avoided that accident by controlling the driver's hours of service? And in prior programs, we've talked about the requirements and the restrictions on the driver's hours of service that need to apply.
Right. You know, and for you military buffs out there, and you veterans, which we love, you know, it's like an IG inspection. It's like an operational ready inspection. You know, and are you operationally ready to go? And whatever entity in the military does your operational ready inspection, that's what we're talking about here for trucks. So it's kind of comparable in that regard. Also, this compliance review Brad was talking about is critical. But they always look to see if this was a, quote, preventable accident. But Brad, let's just go back a second to the Tracy Morgan Walmart accident where the driver was driving, I think, if I'm recalling correctly, 28 hours or alleged to be driving 28 hours without any sleep. And everybody would think that's not good. And that violates the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules. But what happened in that case? One thing that happened, and you got to hear this very carefully. One thing has happened. It's already come out in the press. So it's damage control, right? It's already coming out in the press. Well, the people in the press said the people in the limo weren't wearing a seatbelt. So they're going to try to blame. You see how that works? Here's got a driver driving over a day without any sleep, and that violates the rules, and that violates common sense, and violates everything. And they're blaming the people in the limo wearing a seatbelt. It's like hitting a bus. You don't wear a seatbelt. There's no seatbelts on buses.
Well, no matter what you ever do, and even if there are seatbelts, the question is should they be wearing, but no matter what you do, if you've been hurt in an accident, if you've been hurt as a result of somebody else's negligence, is you have to make sure that when you're dealing with the case, is you don't allow them to shift the focus. And that's what they were trying to do with Tracy Morgan. For all of you who have ridden in the back of a limo, how many times have you gotten in the back of the limo and actually buckled your seatbelt? Now, that's not something that's required. You're not thinking you should be having to buckle the seatbelt. This is a time when you've got a driver. You're in the far back. You're not up in the front of the vehicle. You're not even in the, really the back seat. You're in the far, you're further back. But what the attempt was by Walmart at that point, or its insurance carrier, I think they're self-insured, that the intent was to shift the focus. Let's get people not paying attention, not thinking about our driver, or let's at least add to the focus that every time you think about our driver driving for all these hours without sleep and not sleeping, let's have you instead look at what we can say was something that the person who got hurt did wrong.
Exactly, and that's just one example. It happens all the time, so you're going to need attorneys who understand these rules, who understand you investigate the company, you investigate also, additionally, the driver, you investigate their entire operations, and we're going to give you some tips after the break on how to look up safety information and find out information about these companies. But if you're injured, you need attorneys who know how to go after this. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Also in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And our website, championsofthepeople.com. We do accident cases all over the state of Colorado. We've done trials in all four corners of this state. We've done them for years. We know how to help people put their lives back together again. You can be the beneficiary. You can benefit from our legal game plan. So we are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We bring the show to you to educate you about injury subjects. If you want one of our other shows, you can call our live call-in show on Saturday mornings at 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 to 8 o'clock. It's on the AM dial, 630 AM KHOW. You can call us and ask us any question on any legal subject. And that show, these shows that you're listening to right now, are for injury subjects to help you get a level playing field with the insurance company that's going to try to beat you, save their money, and not pay you, period. Simple as that. We're talking about trucking accidents. Don't forget, if you want a free accident assistance packet, all you have to do is call us. We'll give you one free. It goes in your glove box. If you want two or more, just tell us. We'll do it. Also, if you want a copy of our book, we've got two books now printed. One, the latest one's called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. You don't want to miss this book. The last half of this book tells you exactly what to do with your insurance coverages to protect you and your family. Okay, trucking accidents. We're talking about preventable accidents. They always say, "Well, this was preventable." The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, the company says it wasn't preventable. We couldn't have done anything about it. We don't know. And remember, they have safety directors. These companies have safety directors, people experienced in these fields that supposedly and purportedly have to know these rules and regulations and make the drivers comply. Let's talk about some of these reviews, Brad. And what we're focusing on here, folks, is the fact that these reviews that are given by the Safety Administration, you want them. You want to know the history of this company. You want to know what their safe stat rating is, their safety rating. So, Brad, let's talk about and explain maybe the overall system. You got compliance reviews and safety audits, et cetera.
Well, what's going to happen is you do have reviews, and the reviews are part of the safety permit program. They're trying to determine whether or not the carriers and the drivers have complied with the program. So they're going to do reviews. They're going to do a compliance review, and they're going to do a safety audit review. They're going to do safety management control, where they're going to check the safety management control to see if the systems and policies and programs of the company are being monitored, and then they're going to do a roadability review. So if we go to the safety compliance review, we're talking about in that situation, they're going to look at on-site inspection of the motor carrier operations. Somebody's actually going to go out there and look to see how they're operating the company, how the carrier is operating. Once again, we talk about the driver and the carrier. They're going to look at the driver's hours of service and the driver's qualifications. Now, I talked about they're going to determine how long the driver's driving, if they're keeping him out on the road too long. They're also going to see if these drivers have sufficient experience to be driving alone and be driving the vehicle at all. You know, somewhere these drivers have to get trained. That's an understanding. But you've got to check their qualifications. And you've got to check to see if they have how many hours they've got on the road and what their qualifications are to be on the road. They're going to want to know about the maintenance and inspection of the vehicle, how the vehicle's handled. They're going to make sure that everybody has driver's licenses. We've talked before that people don't necessarily have driver's licenses. They're going to make sure the company has some financial responsibility to pay for an accident. If they cause the accident, they're going to look at the accident file to see what the accident record is. All these are supposed to be kept. And as a lawyer, when you're representing somebody who's been tragically hurt or killed, you want to find these things and talk about them and find out what the carrier has done. Because if the carrier hasn't complied with these things that I'm talking about, you've got a chance you have a preventable accident. And once you get into preventable accident, then you've got yourself on the upper hand in getting a fair recovery.
Right. And let's take a broader perspective of this. Let's just take a look at this for a second, okay? You're in an accident with a truck, and you got all these motor carrier safety rules and these safety audits and the compliance reviews and the compliance examinations, et cetera. And so what's the big deal? Why? Who cares? Here's why you care. Because the insurance company doesn't want to pay you. They have to be made, in most instances, to pay you the amount of money for fair compensation. They might offer you something. It might be a lowball offer, but it's not going to be fair in your eyes. It's not going to compensate you for your injuries and or death in some of these cases to the loved ones, you know, and the injuries for the rest of your lives. So you got to balance the playing field. You got to make the insurance company understand that this carrier they insure is in trouble. Or has been in trouble. And so the more violations that you can do, that you can find, that you can investigate, that you go after, you start to stack these up. And so all of a sudden, the insurance company's not saying, well, no, we didn't. And you say, yes, you did. No, we didn't. Yes, you did. Yes, he did. This driver did do this. No, he didn't. You're at fault because you were in the car. You're at fault. You were doing this. You were speeding, etc. No, I wasn't. And the more that you can find, if this company doesn't have a good safety record, if they don't have good compliance or audit records, if they don't have good safe stat records, then it starts to tip the balance in your favor and starts to prove your case, right? And that's what we're after is compensation.
Well, we've talked forever about, in different shows, if you go back and listen to them, we've talked about how the carrier, the company, will try to separate themselves from the employee. They'll try to separate themselves. They'll try and separate themselves from the truck driver. And they'll do that for a purpose, and it's a liability. It's money that's their motivation. These tactics, these reviews, this information is important for the lawyer to make sure that the company stays in the case. The company is going to be responsible because we have laws. And this is important for lawyers to know. We have laws that say the company's got responsibilities. Now the question is, are you as a lawyer going to look into those laws and look into compliance with those laws to determine if the company has complied with what the, its requirements, therefore, whether or not the company has caused or contributed to a preventable accident that now makes the company responsible.
Right. And, you know, it's common sense, but it's also in the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules. And we're not saying all trucking companies are bad. We're not saying all company trucking drivers are bad. We're talking about the bad ones. We're talking about the ones that don't comply. And because they don't comply, they cause these very devastating injuries and tragic situations.
Well, no, Gary, you've got companies who are complying with this 100%. That you go in and you find out all this stuff, and they're on top of it. They've done what they're supposed to do as carriers, and now all of a sudden they may have a maverick employee, or a maverick truck driver, or they just have a truck driver who made a mistake. Because sometimes it's not even a bad truck driver that gets in an accident. It's just a good person, a good truck driver who's made a mistake. Unfortunately, that mistake may cause significant injury or death to somebody, and you need to unwind it. You start to find out, is this just an innocent mistake? Is this something that was preventable by the driver? Is it something that was preventable by the carrier?
Right, and the more you investigate, the more you find. That's the point. You get the facts, the information, the evidence to prove your case, your injuries. Look, you're injured in these things. Sometimes you can't go to the work the rest of your life. Sometimes you're paralyzed. Sometimes it's very devastating injury. Sometimes you have traumatic brain injuries. You're hit by these large trucks. You don't want to just take their word for it. You don't want to just take the driver's word for it. You want to look at the logs. You want to look at the driver qualification file. You want to look at the drug and alcohol test. And you want to look at the safety management controls the safety director of the company had in place and what the company's policies and procedures were. Well, that sounds like a mouthful, Gary. Brad? Yeah, sure it does. But you've got to have attorneys that go after that because that proves your case. I mean, if you're involved in an accident with a truck, and this trucking company has 79 violations over the past 5 years, what do you think compared to a trucking company that has two violations? And the violations are significant. The violations are letting drivers drive trucks out of service. That's a no-no. You can't do that. The violations are covering no drug and alcohol testing. The violations are covering no background checks. You must investigate these things and figure them out.
If you don't, you're going to be missing out on potential responsibility from these people who are going to make your recovery much easier. Your recovery is still going to be your recovery. You're still going to have to prove what your damages are and how you've been hurt and how much you've been hurt, but your recovery is going to be easier. You know, you're going to want to make sure that there are safety management controls at the company and that these safety management controls meet the requirements that by law of the safety management controls. You're going to want to make sure that there's been safety audits. And if there's been safety audits, what has been the result from these safety audits? It's going to be important to know whether or not the company has received a satisfactory safety rating, a conditional safety rating, or an unsatisfactory safety rating. You want to know this information because, once again, that helps you. And we'll be able to go into those because you'll be able to find out what they're about. We can talk about those and what these ratings mean and why they're so important.
And by the way, they're not just going to voluntarily give you all this information. You have to fight for it. Your attorneys have to fight for it. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have an office in Steamboat Springs, Denver, Greenwood Village. We do cases all over the state. We do big accident cases, medium ones, small ones. We do all kinds of trauma cases. We help injured victims, period, paragraph. That's what we do. That's what we live for, and that's our mission and goal. Now, Brad was just talking about, you know, satisfactory safety ratings, conditional safety ratings, unsatisfactory safety ratings. Some of this information is available on government databases that you can request. And if you've ever gone studied the law, it's called a FOIA request, F-O-I-A, and that stands for Freedom of Information Act request. Freedom of Information Act request. You got to know where to go. It's in the rules. We can't cover all this today, but we make FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests, for the records for the company. And you want to find out certain critical factors. You want to find out their safety fitness standard. We got a break coming up, but I tell you what, there's a system called a SafeStat system, and they rate these companies. And you also got to know a little trick the companies pull, because it's like some of these companies are like a Shyamalan. They change colors, and I'll explain that to you after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We are there for you. We have over 25 years of experience. We give you a free initial consultation. We give you a free legal game plan tailored to your situation, your accident, your injuries. Call us, and we'll be glad to help you. 303-795-5900. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We do accident cases. We help injured victims. That simple. We've been doing it for over 25 years, and we can help you and your family put your lives back together again. You can give us a call at any time. Free initial consultation. Free legal game plan. Okay. Right before the break, I was talking about the SafeStat system. There's a rating system. You can find out the safety rating of the companies you need to know. Because a lot of this, the factors, Brad, as we all know, deals with the frequency and severity of the violations over a period of time.
That's right. And you're going to find a company that's sloppy, is now probably being engaged in and has a number of preventable accidents that have resulted in a lot of loss of life or loss of the ability to enjoy life like people would expect to be able to do. We've talked about certain things that happen. We've talked about the fact that we have all these different safety and measures that are being taken care of. Now it all gets put together in determining the safety rating. And so you want to know what the safety rating of the company is.
Simple as that. And if they had one violation in 10 years, that's one thing. But they had 133 serious violations in 10 years. You got to know that. If they had cease and desist orders issued by the safety administration to them, giving them notice to correct this in 60 days. If they had final shutdown orders, if they haven't paid fines, you want to know this. If their drivers don't have licenses, if they're not qualified, if they're not tested properly and they don't have any safety management and controls in the company with the safety director, all that and much, much more. Point is, qualified attorneys. Point is, experienced attorneys. That's us, Bell and Pollock. You can call us or contact us anytime. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to help you. We'll be glad to give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. 303-795-5900. We'll help you because we are your champions of the people.